Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Rosecast, the number one spoiler-free Bachelor Recap podcast hosted by a male interracial best friend duo in the middle of a polar vortex. AB, I'm your host. Tim, I can't get a laugh for that. That ad lib?
You said that, and then I started thinking about, like, Day After Tomorrow.
Yeah.
But I couldn't think of the name of the movie until it took me a couple seconds.
So, Day After Tomorrow, that movie stinks. I think
it sucks.
That movie's really bad.
You want to talk about bus? not a rim bus, just a bust.
No, that was
of a
bust.
Movie.
There's someone who's listening who hyped that movie up, and then we all were hyped in on it. And then this was back when, like, special effects were, you know, it was like the Titanic, and then, like, Day After Tomorrow was like game changer. It looks like garbage
game changer.
Now.
Absolute game changer.
But, and then we all saw, we're like, oh, it's a pretty good movie, but here's the reality, that movie stinks. And it changed the behavior of no one, okay? The message fell flat, and we're screwed. If that movie would have been better, we'd be in a better spot right now. It wouldn't be minus 50 tomorrow. Anyway, I don't know where we ended. I'm Tim Kennedy. With me is Alex Bradford, AB, Bachelor. People want to hear this banter. We're down to 15. What do you got on this episode?
Another solid episode, Rim, with a lot of stuff going on here.
Yes. I'd call it, some are saying it's a watershed episode. No tongue-in-cheek there. That's big stuff. Colton, good bachelor. He's got a lot of great women to choose from. Here's my main frivolous takeaway. Who's this guy going to pick? Because
I
he's
don't
amazing.
Know, Rim.
Everybody I see him with, I'm like, whoa, that's it.
Listen. The girls out here, there's like four or five ones that I'm like, oh, there's no way he can let this girl go. There's no chance that he's going to let this girl go. There's four or five girls like that.
There's four or five.
I don't know what the guy's going to do.
There's four or five. It's tough to imagine him sending any of them home, the four or five. Let's start off in the house. Chris strolls in, fresh off a quick nine and a massage. And proceeds to call Hannah Kaylin. Okay, not the unprecedented, not what I'm talking about. Do you think it was on purpose, number one?
Yes.
Okay, obviously. Anyone with a
Chris
brain
does everything on purpose.
Yeah, Chris has never screwed anything
he's calculated.
Up. Yes. But what got me is when he was like, Hannah, how's it going? And then Hannah proceeds to air out her dirty laundry about this feud with Kaylin in front of everyone in the morning. I was like, this is not
Chris
a confessional.
Like, gotcha. Work to perfection.
I was just surprised that she was like, well, so-and-so in the house said this about me. And I didn't really want to have to. It was like, this is small talk. You're supposed to just be like, it's good. Yeah. Things are good. That's it. They're going to Singapore, AB. You ever been to Singapore?
No, Rim.
We got to get there.
Though.
I think we got to get to Singapore.
Absolutely.
Have you seen Crazy Rich Asians in the last week?
Still haven't seen it. Nope.
Okay. Well, you should get around to that. Beautiful setting for a movie, I got to tell you. And beautiful setting for an episode of The Bachelor.
I was going to say, a beautiful setting. It looks incredible there.
One of the most gorgeous skylines in the world.
Wow. Incredible.
You know those like tree looking things that are like lit up at night down kind of where they had one of the dates? That's like a wildlife Preserve, I think it's they're like aluminum towers or whatever, metal towers, but there's a bunch of plants and stuff growing on them, so there's a million like bugs and stuff. It's pretty neat, AP. Check it out.
Incredible.
One-on-one date card goes to Tayshia. Were you surprised by this?
No. I've been saying Tayshia's a front runner all along, Rim.
Front runner? Front runner implies
I mean,
first.
It depends how long, how many people you got in your front line. I got a lot of people in mind. Oh,
okay,
so
there's five people died.
Yeah.
Colton Vitreo diary. We got another one of those.
Love it.
Just a regular guy.
Just
regular
Colton guy. Being really cute. Yeah, I don't know what to tell you.
I will say, since we have a large contingent of the audience that wants us to roast Colton, I'll step up here. It appears we're on a webcam here.
Step to the plate, Rim.
I'll step to the plate. We're on a webcam, and he had his hands like this, you know?
Yeah.
I got fat fingers. Everybody knows that who knows me. And it appeared that he clipped his fingernails with toenail clippers because they're straight across. Not something okay. True. That's just something to keep
that.
In mind. Run back the tapes. They're too straight across.
Okay.
Just keep that in mind. Something you want to keep in mind. If anything, I think those should be a little longer, AB, and I think they should continue that in the future, like we've said.
Every morning.
No revelation, but you just get a feel for the person when there's not the cameras around, when there's not the producers around. What do you got on this one-on-one date? These two, Colton and Tayshia, these two numbskulls, walk right up to the beach. They stand on the wet sand. They stand on the wet
new
sand.
New shoes, both in flawless,
bright, crispy white. Yeah.
Crispy white shoes, bright white, never touched any sort of dirt, and they step where the water's going to go.
They're shocked when the water laps up on their feet. It's like, do you know how this all works? The water comes up a little more.
You know how the ocean works.
There's going to be water there soon. They pretend to decide to go bungee jumping.
Mm-hmm.
Is this something you would do?
Absolutely not, Rim.
I wouldn't even consider this.
I'm not bungee jumping in America, let alone in...
All right, well, let's not get xenophobic here, but I know what you're saying.
Not xenophobic. I just mean... I don't know anything about this
place.
No,
that's true. You don't know what the safety regulations are.
Like, if I'm
going to
fall on a bungee cord, I don't want to be overseas. I want to be with my family. That's all I'm saying. I'm not even saying, like, a Singapore is more likely that a bungee accident is going to happen. Number one, I don't trust bungee jumping no matter where I am.
Yeah. It's crazy.
So if I'm going to go out like that, I want to be at home.
That's a completely reasonable point. Yeah. I was even more kind of... The pit in my stomach was even more of a knot when they lashed him onto the things. And I thought they were going to be in a full body suit with like, you know, like MTV Challenge helmets and all sorts of stuff. But it was like, no, it was like a shoelace knot carabiner around their ankles. I was stunned by that with like something around their waist that appeared to be mostly symbolic and not really actually effective.
You know what else kind of got me? It was right over, they had it over a pool. Do you think this is going to drop and I'm going to need this pool? Is that what's going on with the pool?
That wouldn't reassure me that it's going to be safe.
It makes me think that these bust all the time and you need the pool to soften the drop.
And it looked like a pool that people, that you like hang out in too. It looked like it was supposed to be a regular pool and Colton's head like almost touched water. Just completely out on this.
No thanks.
I wouldn't have done it.
No. No way.
And neither of them wanted to do it either. I don't know how they got around to doing it. They're both terrified. Colton dropped, screamed hilariously, as anyone would. Tayshia dropped feet first. I thought she was going to snap off at the knees. She goes, and then whips. That moment when her feet are below her, and then next thing you know, her head's on the bottom. Think about how fast you're falling and then
you
like triple
jump.
It. It's like a golf club whipping through the zone.
You have to jump head first. Everyone knows that.
Well, another reason I just wouldn't do it at all. But AB, they overcame it. They did it together.
They did it.
And now they're closer.
Listen, when you do something like this with someone, it's something that nobody can take away from you for the rest of your days. Like Colton's going to, on his dying bed, he's going to remember him and Tayshia jumping off this Singapore bungee jump.
Scary. Overcoming fears, whether it's bungee jumping or something else, they be. It bonds people. And
absolutely.
Then they lay on the beautiful beach.
Mm-hmm.
Golden hour. Singapore. Pretty good date.
Good date. Good date.
Do you think this moved her up or down anywhere at this point in your...
When you do something really scary, I think it always moves you up a little bit if you complete it. They both did it. They helped each other through it. She's moved up.
How high do you think that was? There's some debate.
It didn't seem that high compared to other
tough
bungee
guy.
Jumps.
All right. It made it seem like a skyscraper or height.
No, it didn't seem that high to me.
Tayshia, here's what happened. And there are the answers in the mailbag.
Okay.
Tayshia goes, Colton's like, how high is it? Tayshia goes, 1,000 feet, kind of like half joking. But they presented it as if it were 1,000 feet. They were like, well, Tayshia said it's 1,000 feet. It must be 1,000 feet. And I, being, you know, I'm not a big numbers guy.
I have no idea how high 1,000 feet is.
I know how high 1,000 feet is, but I said like, whoa, that's really high.
No, I know what 1,000 feet means, but I couldn't point to you, like, how high is the tallest building? How many feet? I have no clue.
Stay tuned to the mailbag. Stay tuned to the mailbag. Long story short, it was not 1,000 feet. And
it was
anyone
not very
who
high?
Believed that it was 1,000 feet, myself included, is a certified moron. Okay.
Okay.
Not even close.
Okay.
One-on-one date, nighttime. What do you got on this? It's a gorgeous setting. Big reveal.
Tayshia's been married before. We did not know this. And was divorced to her first boyfriend of 6 years.
Stunner.
I mean, I wouldn't call it a stunner.
I didn't expect her to say that. I'll put it that way.
Yeah, I mean,
there's been no indications of that, and I haven't seen it anywhere on the internet. So I was very surprised by it.
Yeah.
What do you got?
I mean, nothing. Colton handled it like a pro, like he does on every conversation, tough conversation he has. He relates to everything. Anything anyone brings up, he's got a relatable story to match it.
Even if it's loose, you're attempting to empathize with the person.
I'll tell you one thing, Rim. Colton is a great listener, okay?
Listener.
If you want a good spouse... That's going to listen to you and truly, he's actually listening.
He's active listening.
He isn't just there, you know, daydreaming while she's giving this long story about her marriage that he probably doesn't care that much about that.
No.
But he was engaged. He's engaged to these conversations. Great bachelor. It all goes back to Colton being a great bachelor.
And it's not just about, especially in this situation, a lot of times contestants have to reveal something that they're nervous to reveal.
Yeah.
And because they feel like it might affect either their chances or if they actually care about the lead's perception of them.
Sure.
And Colton makes sure to comfort and reassure the person no matter what the thing is. There's yet to be any reveal that is like that turns him off, and even if he doesn't show it. I don't know if
absolutely
it's just very he does his best. He doesn't always succeed 100%, but he does his best to put the person revealing this information in a comforting place. Gotta
and
give
Rim,
credit where credit's due. I'm a credit where credit's due guy.
Gotta give the credit. And Rim, he was scorched by the sun at this point in the episode. I don't know if you noticed this, but he was sunburnt. The guy was burnt to a crisp. So he's there after a long day in the sun.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's gassed by this point. So he did this, you know, bungee jumping. Like, that's something you go home and your day is over.
Yep.
You go to bed. That's emotional. That's your adrenaline.
Yeah.
Once that comes down, and he spent the time on the beach and he's sunburnt. I mean, incredible.
Listen, nothing saps your energy like getting sunburned. On behalf of all white people out there know, it's terrible, but there's nothing. Nothing. One time I went to Wacky Waters in like fifth grade, was out for a week because I didn't wear any sunscreen. Incapacitated. And I didn't see Colton put any on, so he's a trooper. Credit
where
credit's due on that, AB. Back at the house. Group date card. Everyone but Kaylin. Hannah G, Elise, Kerpa, Sydney, Heather, Onyeka, Tracy, Nicole, Demi, Courtney, Katie, Cassie, Hannah B.
A lot of big-time power players on this
one,
Rim.
I mean, that's basically a baseball lineup if you were to organize them that way. Got
All
a little sprightly Hannah G leading off. And Sydney, batting cleanup, I suppose. Hannah B. says that Kaylin getting the one-on-one date is the most hurtful result that could have happened. As if she was personally wronged by not getting a second one-on-one date. What do you got, AP?
To be fair, Hannah apologist here. Let me step to the, step to the microphone here. Hannah apologist. So she told Colton this stuff about Kaylin. Since that time, Kaylin got the group date rose immediately after telling him, and then got the one-on-one. So, things couldn't have gone worse.
Yeah.
So, I mean, she's right. It couldn't have gone worse.
It's important to remember, too, that Hannah is not watching the show along with us and reacting in real time on the show. So she hasn't seen what Kaylin has said to the cameras or to Colton or anything. They are positioning Hannah as like the unreasonable one of the two. Obviously,
I'm not 100% bought into that narrative yet, Rim. I'm sorry.
You know, I almost admire it. I admire and your loyalty.
Here's the thing. I'm not team Hannah or team Kaylin. I think they both might be all right people. Okay?
Yes.
They both might be all right for Colton. I'm team both of them. I'm not against either of them. I think it's all a narrative against Hannah.
Okay. Just FYI, that's not how you get. That's not how you get the buzz in the podcast game. Is reasonable.
No stance on things.
Is that
a hot take?
No. I suppose just the fact anything not Team Kaylin is like a scorcher in this environment right now. Okay, where are we at here? Back on the date. Tayshia gets the rose. I don't think this was a good date. Like you said, I think their conversation about her previous marriage, solid. They didn't connect like maybe I expected. It was just a good, solid date, solid connection. But I have potential hometowns contender.
Absolutely.
But she's not a front runner in the classical definition of the term.
Okay.
I don't think she's going to do anything to bother Colton. Like, if you want to run down the list of remaining contestants, I think there's like 7 people who bother Colton on occasion. I don't think Tayshia's one of them.
I think she'll be here for a while. Let's put it that way.
Yeah. Hometown contender. It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Pretty high praise. Okay. So we agree. Bomb-ass Ferris wheel, I got to tell you.
This fire Ferris wheel.
I thought from like the sky thing, I was like, I wouldn't go on that Ferris wheel. I said that because I thought it was one where you're like on the, you know,
you're
like
teetering. Yeah.
No.
This thing was solid. This was a big-time attraction.
Yeah, the size of a kitchen in there. It was huge. Yeah. Got to get to Singapore. Group date. Daytime. Can you explain how Demi managed to get a piggyback ride from Colton?
Okay, a couple things here, Rim. First of all, they're all running to Colton, like walking through the marketplace to get to Colton. Demi, for some reason, gets 30 yards in front of the rest of the group and is sprinting towards Colton. She gets to him so early, they could have had a long conversation before the other girls mosey on down to him. I don't understand how that happened.
She had to be tipped off by his location.
She was definitely told where the location was.
Yeah, and she wasn't running faster than them. They were running at the same speed.
She was just
Demi
30
was just
yards
way
ahead. Everyone.
But if you're on a group, I think the number one rule of a group date, unwritten, is you don't let the lead get on the, you don't let anyone, your fellow contestant get on the lead. No piggybacks on group dates is what I'm trying to say. Don't let it happen. If you're on the group date and someone else is getting a piggyback ride from the lead, prick her in the leg. You got to do something. You can't allow this.
You got to play. Colton's a big guy. You got to playfully jump on for a double piggyback.
Yeah. And then he'll be like, all right, no more of that. Figure out a way to stop this. Crazy. That is just getting alpha'd to the max. Everyone on this day got
absolutely
alpha'd. Period. Leech lady. Would you do the leeches?
Sure.
Okay.
Throw some leeches on.
You've always been a skin guy.
Yeah, I think it would probably help.
No chance of that. More likely you contract a disease, but it's, you know, it's fun gimmick.
I'd do it. Here's what gave me pause, though, Rim. Sydney said it feels like you're getting stung by a jellyfish. Now, I've been stung by a jellyfish, and it really, really hurts.
You go to the hospital.
Bad. It hurts really bad.
You go to the hospital and maybe die.
I think I was 6 when I got stung by a jellyfish. Down in Florida.
I didn't know that.
Put me out of commission for the day. Beach day ruined by getting stung by a jellyfish.
So that
actually makes me not want to do this.
That's crazy. There's some movie, I can't think of it right now, but I saw it recently. A lot of jellyfishes involved. A lot of jellyfish in one place. One of the scarier things I'm absolutely not an ocean guy, period.
Now,
but
the fact that all of them were just taking this makes me know that Sydney has no idea what getting stung by a jellyfish feels like.
Of course not. First, I have that is one of the dumbest comparisons I've ever heard. Who is unsure of what a leech bite might feel like, but has been stung by a jellyfish, and that's a good point of reference? Who's like, oh, it's like getting stung by, oh, I'm not doing it then. Of course, there's no way I would want to repeat that experience. Back at the house. I don't have anything here. These two people, Kaylin and Tayshia, they clearly don't talk very much.
No, they're just sitting back, just talking about how couldn't be me on that group date. Could not be me. No, thank you. That's not for me. Even though next week you're both going to be on a group date.
Of course. And they've been on group dates. And yeah. They should know by now that Colton, the goat bachelor, some are saying, gives everyone equal time. He's equitable with his time on group dates.
Absolutely.
So everyone except Courtney feels like they got their time in, and that's her fault.
Except Courtney.
Anyway, back on the date. I don't know how we got all that out of the back of the house. Back on the date. Cassie and Colton get their palms read or something, AB. Guy says
fortune teller.
Fortune teller. Okay, so bullshitter. At least with the palm, there's some physical thing there that sure. You can make up. And fortune teller, she's just saying things.
So just so we're clear, Rim believes in palm readers, but does not believe in.
He draws
the line at palm readers where they're reading the freaking little creases in your hand.
The truth is, I don't buy any of it. Anything. Okay. I basically don't buy anything, but I am more apt to
believe he doesn't buy the leeches, doesn't buy the palm reader,
Listen, if you know me, you know that I think it's basically all a racket. Anything to be explained, it's just a racket. That is a racket, okay?
Okay.
Fortune telling is a racket on another level, differentiated from palm reading. Palm reading, okay. There's something there.
Okay.
So I just wanted to clear the air about that. There's a lot of whispers going around about Rim's beliefs. Anyway. Would that affect you at all if you were the bachelor and the past life siblings? Say, I don't know about this one. I can't marry my sister.
Give me a little pause, Rim.
Okay.
I don't necessarily believe in any of this stuff, but it's
gross. It's always going to be on your mind forever.
Yeah. And they kind of look alike, too.
I mean, they could have been siblings. Yeah.
They could be siblings easily.
Hannah losing it about the lack of attention she's getting, which I don't think is justified. Colton,
nope.
Like I said, fair, equitable. They eat some foods. Which are you interested in? Bullfrog.
Sure. All of them, Rim. I'm going to eat every plate. I'm going to try. Okay?
Even the eyeball?
Eyeball, absolutely not. No. No, sir. Not the eyeball.
No.
I will not do that. When you bite into an eyeball, I imagine it's one of the grossest feelings in the world.
I like some consistency with my food. A lot of moving parts in an eyeball. I don't want to have to go through the layers.
Yeah.
I don't want it. They're just not my thing.
Did you see any of the backlash online about doing this portion of basically there? We bring these white girls to these other countries and make them shit on other people's food and heritage.
I mean, I can see that. I can see that. Yeah, I can see that. But I mean, for all we know, the Japanese version of The Bachelor comes to Los Angeles and is like, let's try a big ass turkey leg and puke it out. Like, you don't know.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Sure.
I don't know, but I'm not surprised by that. Eyes are weird things to eat, okay? No matter where you are, I think it's weird to eat.
I don't care where you're at. An eyeball
is
probably not the texture you're looking for.
Being grossed out by a pig foot or a pig? That's unreasonable. Like, it's one thing because it's like it's still like as it was on the animal.
Mm-hmm.
But a pig foot, I mean, that's like a couple inches away from that delicious ham and bacon you like to eat. So, my take on food. Group date, nighttime. Hannah steals him before they can make a toast.
Bold move.
You ever heard about bad juju? I mean, you're worried about luck, Hannah. What do you got on her one-on-one time with Colton?
She's back. Hannah's back.
What? Really?
Okay.
Okay.
You don't believe so?
No, because I'm reasonable. You're blind. You've got Hannah goggles on.
The chemistry's there, Rim.
No,
Colton
not.
Even says something like, I got my Hannah back. My Hannah. That makes me think he's got some real feelings there, Rim, and he's glad to have her back. And I'm glad to have her back, too.
Okay. All right. Sometimes you leave me just speechless. I think Hannah thinks she's back for sure. Hannah definitely thinks she's back. She's over the moon when Colton's like, Colton implies that the feud bothered him because he liked her so much and he didn't want it to be true. He didn't want it to, didn't want it to affect his time with her. When he says like, I'm glad that that's behind us or whatever. She is over the moon.
Mm-hmm.
To me, the more on screen she is at this point, this is going to hurt you, AB. The more I think it seems like she's treating this like a pageant, which isn't outrageous because it is a pageant. This is the modern day televised pageant. Sure. But others aren't, and he's connecting with the others more, I believe.
Okay.
Like when he said, I like you, she was like, oh, yeah, I'm back in like the mix. You know what I mean?
back in business here.
Whereas she was like, I got the last rose. That means I'm last. Like I got it. You know, it just didn't, I don't know. It left a bad taste in my mouth. Maybe I'm.
I just think that Hannah's under a microscope here. She's got a bad edit. You want to hear about edits? We're talking about Hannah, folks.
Okay.
Come on.
I semi agree with you, but she is also amplifying her own bad edit by.
Agreed.
By talking about this feud and worrying about her standing and all this stuff. Just come in with confidence. Own the room. Like Cassie. Cassie one-on-one time. AB, here's somebody that Colton loves to spend time with. What do you got on this duo?
Who, the Lannister's rim? Is that who you're talking about? Okay. Sold Cersei? Is that who you're talking about here? I'll refer to them as such the rest of the season.
Yeah, two beautiful people who may or may not be related.
Who don't care.
Yeah. If you want to compare Colton to Jamie, that's street cred big time. What do you got?
The kids can't keep their hands off each other, Rim.
All over each other, AB.
I don't think they've talked about much yet, which is alarming. But, I mean, if you don't see that Cassie's here for the long haul, something's wrong with you.
If these two met at a party... a late college, post-college party, which is the age they are, it would be over. These two would be all over each other, off in the corner. Boys would be mad at Colton for not getting on the tape. It'd be hookup central. These two, there's something there and can't be denied. They are not talking as much as others. But sometimes
it's because they're mis-smooching so much. It's not because they're not wasting their time. No, I'll tell you that.
They're not twiddling their thumbs, folks. No. Demi one-on-one time. I have a note here about Courtney, but we're skipping it. Demi one-on-one time. What do you got on this, AB? She reveals the story of her mother to Colton, who was just released from federal prison. Any reaction to this interaction?
I don't know where this story gets you. I don't know. I got nothing here. I don't know if this helps or hurts her or what the deal is.
It is kind of strange because she was just released, so you would think that would be a happy thing.
Yeah.
But I don't think Demi wanted it to portray it as such. I think it was a hardship story, and obviously it is a hardship to have your mother in prison for a long time. That would suck. But like, I don't know, your mom got out of prison. Like, that's exciting. That's good, right? She's back in your life. Anyway, I don't know. It's just kind of strange. You don't know it's weird when Demi has a genuine moment. You're kind of just taken aback. You don't know how to think of it.
Exactly.
Colton says, hey, not judging you for that.
I had a mom in prison too.
He would stop one line short of saying I had a mom in prison too.
That's how good he is at relating after a year.
Listen, my aunt was also in the same scheme as your mom, so I know what it's like. Just poking fun. He didn't say that if you didn't watch the show. But, I don't know. You know, he would say, hey, support your family, no matter what.
Absolutely.
Good little message. I'm starting to wonder, I was wondering at this point, if Colton's been briefed on these backstories.
He handles them all.
So he knows how to handle them.
These are wild stories. Everything in this episode came out of nowhere for him, and he handled them like a champ.
The cynic in me wants to know if he was tipped off. That's all I'm saying.
Absolutely.
I actually don't want to know. So if you know, don't tell me. Let's talk about Courtney, I suppose. That's the rest of this group date. What's your overall takeaway about Courtney?
I liked Courtney. It was just I liked her previous to this episode. I think I've said that a couple times. It's just hard to get behind her this episode. Courtney starts it out by saying how important it is that she talks to Colton. I've never seen her talk to her, to him, more than like a couple quick deals at rose ceremonies, okay? So it is. I agree. It's very important for you to talk to her. You're on the chopping block right now. But as the night goes, she's just getting more and more frustrated as people are talking to her. Like, I don't know. I don't understand. I just don't understand what she thought was going to happen. Did you think there's 13 other girls here? Did you think he was going to call you out? Like, every single other girl is going to find him.
Her solution was to, and I'm quoting, wait patiently and hopefully get time to talk to Colton.
What are you talking about?
That's the opposite of how you get time. That's not
how
you get time.
That's the opposite of how you succeed on this show. And I don't even think it was a foregone conclusion that she was going to go.
Like, no, there's a lot of people who could have gone this
episode. There's a lot of people here that don't, that we've seen no connection from.
Yep.
You know, you got
Kerpa.
Kerpa.
Tracy.
And,
Onyeka. Yep. They all could have gone.
All those girls are on the chopping block.
What
right
about
now?
When all of them were sitting around, like, hey, who hasn't talked to him? Like, being polite, basically, and saying, figure out who hasn't talked to him. And Courtney said, I haven't. And everyone was like, all right, well, fucking go
all right,
talk to him.
We've been here for 3 hours.
And then she rolls her eyes and goes, I'm so annoyed. Could you have a worse? You could not have a worse attitude.
She just had
I
a
zero
horrible
sympathy.
Demi said it best. Her approach seems really lazy.
Yeah. Demi was
and
right.
I
think Demi was right in this conflict.
Absolutely. And we're big time Demi fans, so take it with a grain of salt, but I was obviously on Demi's side here.
This is what Demi said. She's like, girl, I told you to talk to him for a half hour. And Courtney goes, trust me, I tried. How, Sway,
how
did you try? What do you mean you tried? You're here talking to Demi instead of talking to him. No attempt was made on your end. And Courtney was extremely smug for their whole conversation.
Agreed. I got a, you know who I got a feel of here? It was a Taylor vibe. An emotional intelligence vibe here where she's just talking down to you. She's not yelling at you, but she's talking down to you like she's your mom.
There was a tinge of classism involved also.
Absolutely.
Listen,
absolutely.
There are no winners here. But if there was a winner, I'd pick Demi, okay? Courtney stinks. Yep. I don't know what to tell you.
One other delusional thing from Courtney, other than thinking that Colton was going to come up to her, she said she genuinely thought she was going to get a one-on-one date.
There are
13 girls or 11 girls that have not had one-on-one dates yet. Even if like you were a front runner, thinking you're for sure going to get one, it seems insane to me, let alone a bottom of the barrel person right now.
An obvious bottom of the barrel.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't know, you're out of
your
mind.
It's basically half and half. You got half the girls who have no chance of getting a one-on-one right now, especially this episode. And then you have another half who I could see getting a second one-on-one before that bottom half.
Period.
Period.
That's the split. That's the split.
And she's at the bottom half right now. I don't know what to tell you.
I was on, when she said that she thought she was getting a one-on-one date. I spent a lot of time looking for the right laughing gif. And then the moment passed and I didn't tweet
couldn't
anything.
Find it.
Couldn't find it.
Something.
I was trying to find something that was just so, the person was uncontrollably laughing, just wiping tears. I was like, I burst out laughing in real life when she goes, I thought for sure I was getting a one-on-one date. I'm like, what are you talking about? Anyway, Colton gives Demi the group date rose, which I thought was a terrific choice.
Absolutely.
By the producers, gives her security at the cocktail hour. It was very smart. And note the reaction of the other women. Only Courtney was upset.
Mm-hmm.
So you can hate Demi all you want, but the reality is she's well liked in the house. She just picks her enemies and destroys them.
I agree. Demi's always sitting there talking shit to one of the front runners that seemingly enjoys her
because she's hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, one-on-one date, daytime. This is with Kaylin. We kind of glossed over it, but it's with Kaylin. They're going shopping, AB, escorting a vintage Rolls.
Incredible.
Hannah says...
Butler service.
Cute butler. Mm-hmm. Anyone can admit that. Hannah says she didn't clap when Kaylin got first runner-up, but that she might clap when she goes on. Did you catch that?
Yeah. Jealousy.
That is jealousy. And it's not, you know, Hannah, this is the thing with Hannah. She tells Colton she has noble character and she tells everybody in the screen that she's doesn't have a bad bone in her body. But then she also says, I hate Kaylin more than anyone alive.
Wow.
And then she says these jealousy
Yeah.
Petty things to the camera. And it's like, you are who you say you're not. It's obvious. And she does it with a pretty smile. So kind of, you can see she's gotten away with it her whole life.
She's just joking around with him.
Oh, okay. Here's, you want to know something, what I thought? Because I've, apparently, for reasons I'll reveal later, I watched a lot of pageant videos.
Absolutely.
When you get first runner up, that you only find out because they announce the winner while you're holding.
You don't
so there's no
announced.
Clapping for the second place person. You know what I mean? It's there wasn't even an opportunity to clap. So
that's how you know she's just joking, Rim.
No, that's how you know she goes so far to make sure you know that she hates Kaylin.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Where are we at? Back at the house.
They're about to ride out in the rolls. That's
They're
what's
about
happening.
To dip in the vintage rolls in Singapore. Straight out of the movies.
Wow.
Crazy Rich Asians. I don't know if you've seen it, AB. All right. Hannah tells Hannah G, knowing Kaylin, she's going to really enjoy that. And it was the meanest.
That was so mean. That was so mean.
Basically, they basically broke character. They're like, oh, that was so mean. Like Hannah G is like, whoa.
Both the Hannahs realized after she said it, like, whoa,
yeah,
that was too much. She, after saying it, she thought, like, whoa, I just crossed a line there.
She goes, I'm not trying to be mean. And she's looking at
the meanest
like,
thing you could have said. I'll tell you what, though. It's good to see Hannah talking to someone other than Heather this episode. Yeah. Getting a little good advice from someone else. Heather would have just, they would have cackled together. Hannah G's like, no, let's pump the brakes a little bit. Let's cool out.
Yep. Heather, we saw on the promo for the next episode, Heather's getting a one-on-one date.
Is she
not going anywhere.
Is she a contender?
We'll see. My rankings shifted dramatically, but what I'm saying is Heather, the bad influence is sticking around for Hannah for the long haul.
Sure. I mean, we'll touch on that later.
Okay.
Stay tuned.
Stay tuned. Back on the date. I love shopping dates, not just because I like looking at dresses, but because it is the ultimate turn up the heat in the house. Short of actually turning up the heat in the house, this is how you turn up the heat in the house.
Absolutely.
If you're a producer, period.
Absolutely. Crank it up. And you know, when you get a one-on-one date and the lead says, let's go shopping, cha-ching, baby.
Cha-ching. It's a life-changing event.
Cha-ching. Life-changing shopping trip. You basically just go on. What was that show when we were kids, where kids would go...
get all the stuff and
they'd get a shopping spree.
Yeah,
they'd get a shopping spree and they'd be running around like grabbing tags of video games and throwing other toys. It was a toy shopping spree you got. That's what this is.
Supermarket sweep, but with toys, I think.
Yeah, there was something like that.
Yeah. God, I wish I knew what that was. I vaguely remember an episode of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, Kaylin's having a great time trying on a bunch of expenses, dresses and outfits. They're smooching and what have you. But this date is not for Colton and Kaylin.
Nope.
It's for the women back at the house, specifically Hannah B. I just love the, that's all I have. I love the shopping date.
Absolutely. And here's how you know it's for the other girls, Rim. When do you ever see...
Never.
The girl... when do you see the person on the one-on-one date go back into the house with the other girls before the nighttime date? Usually that doesn't happen. It's only shopping dates where they walk back in with their... friggin' arms full of bags to show off before the nighttime.
If you are a middling or trailing contestant at this point, like a third of the way, almost halfway through the season, you have to know you're finished when Kaylin walks in with those bags. You have to. It's over for you, Tracy, okay? Onyeka, Nicole, you're done. The bags signify the end of your time here, more or less. You cannot finish ahead. You will not finish ahead of Kaylin. Maybe someone else will, but not you.
Definitely not you. We're talking over 20 bags in her hands here, Rim. Over 20 bags.
I don't know anything about how much expensive stuff. Clothes cost, but I put that at, I don't know, 65 G's. I could be way low. I could be way low. 65. Because the people on the show, I forgot their names, the designers are getting the free advertising. They're just giving absolutely. Them the dresses.
I mean, each item's $1,000, correct?
Minimum. Are you kidding me?
First off,
some of the jackets that Kaylin had on, the one where she had the sleeves were like this like crazy pink like print. It was fire. The stuff was good. Cassie, who's maybe the number one contender, should feel more confident than anyone, is bawling her eyes out.
Mental breakdown.
Turn the heat up. It's getting hot in here. Anything else on this before we go to the nighttime date?
I loved it.
I loved it too. One-on-one date with Kaylin, nighttime. Okay, B. It got pretty heavy.
It did.
Now, doubtful that anyone wants to hear two guys drone on about this, so we'll keep it short.
Absolutely not.
But this is partially what makes, I think, The Bachelor a great reality show.
You talk about stuff.
It's got hilarious moments. It's got jaw-dropping, unprecedented drama. And occasionally, when delivered thoughtfully, some actual impactful moments. Rarely.
Like this one. This was thoughtful.
I was a little taken aback by how they presented it. It was
absolutely
effective. If you did not watch, fair warning, Kaylin talked about a sensitive and traumatic event from her past. AB, I can probably speak for you on this. Our attitude is generally, don't be an asshole in life. So just take that. Just in general, if you're thinking about doing something, think, am I an asshole if I do this? And if the answer is yes, just pull back a little bit and don't do it. That's my opinion.
That's fair.
Kaylin goes into detail about an experience she had while in college. This, AB, struck me as an extraordinarily real conversation, more so than any other revelation we've seen like this. I don't think it was played up for sympathy or a storyline.
I don't either.
It was just an actual... Kaylin actually has that conversation with men she enters in a relationship with, and that's how she really talks about it.
Absolutely.
That's what I felt like. Every other conversation that's serious on the show seems more performative. I have to tell you this now because I want to get to this point in this show. This was not that. This felt
absolutely not
like a real life. They would have had this conversation without the cameras there if they stayed together. Shout out to Kaylin for talking about it like this happened to me. It affects my life now. Doesn't diminish who I am as a person, etc. Fabulous. And I thought Colton did well to reassure her that, you know, she's safe with him. She doesn't have to worry about.
Handles it well.
It handled it well. She knocked it out of the park, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess the last thing I'll say is shout out to ABC, not only for airing it.
And it's what seemed like its entirety, the entire conversation.
Yeah, it was not chopped up. That was not chopped up.
Yeah.
But also, I don't know if you stay off social media while it's on because you're usually behind. But there's like a social media blitz for this. I forgot the name of this service or company or whatever. But like everyone on the show, ABC, The Bachelor accounts were tweeting and Instagramming out, you know, if you've had an experience like this, want to talk to someone, call this number type of thing. Like there's no doubt that people were actually impacted in a helpful way.
Yeah.
Watching The Bachelor, which is crazy, but happened last night. So anyway, anything else you got on that?
No, I thought she was incredible. It was brave of her to, you know, talk about your worst moment in your life
in front of millions and millions of people.
In front of millions of people. And it's going to do, I think, like you said, it's going to be a positive. Turn it into a positive.
Main takeaway, it's really common. Things like that are more common than.
Yeah.
And it can happen to anybody, beauty queen or otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't know who's got what's going on in the background of their life. So don't be an asshole, number one. As far as what we can expect from them remainder of the show, listen, there's a real closeness, actual undeniable closeness that has happened with them that will always be there no matter who he chooses.
Absolutely.
So if we bring it back to the structure of the silly show, I think we're looking at a guaranteed hometown.
Guaranteed.
And legitimate front runner for next Bachelorette, in my opinion.
I agree.
Okay.
Yeah, I agree.
Side note, Colton mentioned, again, he kind of tried to, I liked how Colton like let her say it her way, wasn't trying to probe her, whatever. He mentioned, he referred to his relationship, as we all know, with Allie Reisman.
I didn't even piece that together.
Yeah, it was obvious. It was her because of the whole thing.
Now that you say that, yep.
So I think the days of mocking him for that relationship are over, because that was before the whole, that she revealed that to the world in that publicized case. So they were a legitimate, he said they're in love. So enough with the Colton, you know, we are Colton defenders, but enough with that.
Yeah.
They were really together. It wasn't for publicity and it wasn't for the cameras.
Agreed.
It wasn't some string he was pulling to become the Bachelor, okay, in a grand plan. Cocktail hour, lighten it up, AB. And who better to do that than Demi? She reminds everyone to get their time because some people are going home. At this point, Demi is doing Courtney a thoughtful service by saying,
no,
Courtney,
Rim.
Courtney,
I mean, even, look at even the Demi apologist doesn't think that she's trying to help Courtney out. She says that as she's holding her rose.
Oh, yeah.
Basically smirking at Courtney. Some of you other bitches better get your time.
I'm just saying, listen. The fact of the real reality is, Courtney, you're going home unless you get some time. And Courtney rolled her eyes, ungrateful for the service that Demi provides. Hannah G and Colton. I'm going to put in some Kenny G, like, this was 7 minutes in heaven, AB. That's what this was.
Sure.
You thought Cassie and Colton were hot on him? Now, where do you put Hannah G?
7 minutes in heaven.
What do you got on this?
Just another
session.
Person I can't imagine him ever getting rid of. You have at least three or four that I just can't picture it.
Who is he going to pick? There are several locks. Stone Cold, Lead
Stone
Pipe,
Cold Locks.
Locks.
Hannah G's one of them.
I will say that I felt like Hannah G was kind of panicking before they started making out. Did you get that feeling? She didn't get a one-on-one.
She was nervous.
Okay.
She was nervous. Yeah.
You got no other jokes on the makeout? I got a lot. I'm
skipping.
No, you're
the
here.
Kiss guy. I mean,
well, I'm
I
not the kiss guy. That's not my brand.
To dig in deep to the kissing and the.
I made some prom night jokes. They're rolling. They had to make the bed when they were done. I mean, it's funny. They got
sneaking around.
The producers needed a scene like that to put in the promos. Like, whoa. Yeah.
Is something happened in Singapore?
Something happened in Singapore. And by the way, in the promo, when they were like, well, Colton loses Virginia and Singapore, I'm like, oh, so that's like the final three. No. Kaylin and Hannah, AB, what do you got on this? Squashing the beef.
Just squashing it, Rim. A good move by both of them. I think they both realize, like, this can only hurt both of us if we carry this on. It's not going to help either of us here. Let's just squash it and may the best lady win.
I think
who's going to be Kaylin?
I think Kaylin is over it for real.
I do too. I mean, to be fair to Kaylin, she didn't bring any of this up ever. It's always been Hannah. It's hard to say that as a Hannah apologist. It's
facts
always been
facts.
Hannah, though. Kaylin didn't bring any. She didn't start any of this. So I think she just wants it to be over and doesn't want this to trip her up on her obvious ride to the top.
Yeah. Yeah. I wanted the 2-on-1. I wanted the fireworks like everyone else did. At this point, I'm probably glad it's over and I'm glad they're friends.
Yeah.
It's a hopeful ending. But I will say that I do wish we had some details on what happened. What is the tiff
details
you're talking about?
Yeah.
Now, a lot of people have sent us an article that was in Vulture or something that has the details, but I didn't read it because I wanted the details to play out on screen, and partially because I'm going to probably be disappointed by what it is.
Okay.
So maybe I'll read it. Maybe I won't.
I'll read it.
Okay. I'll send it to you. It's done. The feud is done.
It's over.
It was a good storyline. It kept me engaged.
Who's going to be the two-on-one? That's my only question at this point.
Maybe we'll wait until the mailbag to find out if anyone asked that question.
Okay.
That was a little rude, but... You want to talk about Courtney and Demi to top this off before the rose ceremony?
Courtney, for some reason, says she's feeling a lot. She's feeling very optimistic. I don't know why.
I didn't catch that. I would have burst out laughing at that, too.
It's just another hilarious comment by Courtney. You didn't talk to him on the group date at all, which means... I mean, you got to think 50-50 shot, you're going home, maybe more, 75-25 that you're going home. What are you feeling optimistic about?
I love delusional people.
Love it.
on reality TV.
Truly love
it. That's crazy. That's crazy to think that. I think Demi realized that now that the big beef was over with Heather and or Hannah and Kaylin, she said, I got to go. We got to have something to talk about tonight.
We got
to
ratchet this up a bit.
It up. Demi says Courtney attacked her. That's a word that gets thrown around a little too loosely these days.
No one got attacked here.
No. In my day, when we were growing up, attacked meant, you know, physical altercation.
You
by
felt
surprise.
Threatened.
Yes.
Anytime you're attacked, you should feel threatened.
Yes. Right? She said mean things to me. We're kind of smug, you know, backhanded compliment mean.
Courtney is very good at... She doesn't rise up to where an argument usually goes, but she's hitting you with little cheap shots behind the scenes in every word that she says, little veiled compliments that aren't compliments.
I just think Courtney's delivery stinks. Demi is confident and sharp and quick, and Courtney seems like she walks into a room with the six things she's going to say, and she says them in response to Demi regardless, and if they hit, they hit. If they don't, they don't. And then she just like... I don't know. She walks. When you talk down to somebody, you just always come off bad.
Yeah.
So even though Demi is mean and said rude things, she didn't come off as bad, in my opinion, because it didn't look as like desperate, I guess. I don't know.
Here's the thing. This could be a bad edit all along. Maybe she did try to talk to Colton a bunch of times and it just didn't work out or something.
Yeah.
But the way she got edited, what we have to go off of?
Zero attempts.
We see this person that just sat on her ass the entire episode, didn't ever get up to talk to Colton, and then it threw a hissy fit at everybody.
Period. Good summary.
And that's all we have to go off.
Let's go to the rose ceremony. Then we're going to go to the mailbag, and then we're going to go to the fantasy rankings, and then we're going to get to our top four. Rose ceremony. Date roses are Tayshia, Kaylin, Demi. Roses in kind of order. I might have missed some, so tell me if I did. Hannah G, Heather, Kerpa, Hannah B, Cassie, Katie, Elise, Sydney, Nicole, Onyeka. I was shocked that Courtney did not get the final rose.
For a 2-on-1?
Yeah, it's obvious.
Yeah, you're right.
Shocked by that.
She just didn't... How could he possibly give her a rose? They didn't talk about... They talked one time, and it was her ratting on Demi, who already had a rose. That's another thing you don't want to do. Just a little tip, if anyone ever goes on The Bachelor or Bachelorette, don't pick a fight with someone that already has a rose. Like, don't rat out Demi, who already has the rose.
Many would argue that Demi started this, but it could also be said, don't get into it with someone who has a rose.
Yeah.
Because you're going home. I just was surprised by that. I think it almost makes me think they're not going to have a 2-on-1. We'll see. Maybe we'll wait till the mailbag to discuss it.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the mailbag. Thank you to everyone. A lot of people wrote in, a lot of good questions, had a tough time picking the best. Sevens, and by best, I sometimes mean if you're a new writer, you're more likely to get, it's not always I don't rank them. 773-234-7794. Dan from Philly, regarding the bungee jump, just need to point out the absurd claim from Tayshia on tonight's episode that the bungee jump was 1,000 feet high. My research has revealed that not only that the tallest building in Singapore is 951 feet, but that the bungee jump is only 47 meters or 154 feet, AB.
Wow.
That's a joke of a height, okay?
That's nothing.
15 basketball hoops, please.
Jump right off that.
Thank you, Dan. Hey, Rim and AB, Taylor from KC here, Kansas City, go Chiefs, barbecue.
Yep.
Do you think Chris Harrison purposefully called Hannah B. Kalen's name at the beginning of the episode just to stir the pot? After tonight's episode, I think AB needs to finally admit that he was wrong and Hannah B. is out and Kalen is in. Spoiler alert, Taylor, he didn't. You think he did it on purpose? That he didn't, meaning you didn't recant, renounce
Hannah
B.
There's two trains of thought here, Rim. Either he, you know, was completely out of it, mailing it in like he's been doing for seasons, and he just messed up the names because he had both names on his, he was thinking about the drama and had both names on his mind. He might have been told backstage, like, go make sure you talk to Kalen or Hannah, and he mixed it up that way. I could see that. Or he meant to do it to get a rise. It could be either one. And it's impossible to tell with Chris Harrison.
No one roasts Chris Harrison more, but also respects him more than Rimini B. Absolutely. Of the Rose cast.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And regarding Hannah and Kalen, I already told you, I'm
team
on
both
their
team
sides.
Both.
I'm both their sides. I'm not, I think Hannah has got a bad edit so far, but she's picked a fight that it's hard to back up at this point.
216 area code. Hey, Raymond A.B., love the pod. Constantly forcing all my friends to listen, and they all love you now, too. Thank you.
That's
what we need is listeners to force their friends to listen. Attack them if you must.
We love that.
Here's your question. What are your thoughts on Jason and Caitlin Bristow? Do you think it's legit? Is he her rebound? Will she break the heart of America's sweetheart? Will Blake be there to put Jason back together? I included this because I know that neither of us know what's going on there. And I like to tell people once in a while that we're not the most knowledgeable people about this world. And AB avoids social media. Didn't know who Caitlin Bristow was until recently.
No.
You didn't know she was a big deal.
No, I just don't like her.
Oh, whoa.
I've known who she is.
Why don't you like her? She's universally
loved. I don't like her
loved.
On social media.
Oh, wow.
That's just that simple.
Okay. Yikes. Anyway, she's dating Jason.
I actually did know that. I knew that she was dating Jason.
Okay.
And I have no thoughts because I don't particularly like either of them. I calling him America's sweetheart
doesn't work for me.
That's a stretch.
Okay. Next up, Marta from Colorado. Thank you, 216 area code. When Hannah and Caitlin have their little talk and suddenly everything is okay between them, we can't forget that literally an episode or two ago, Hannah B. said that Kalen was her most hated person on the planet. Do you buy their apologies to each other? Or do you think it was a low... Would you wait till the end? Have some respect for the mailbag and Marta from Colorado.
couldn't hold my no.
Do you buy their apologies? Or do you think it's a load of crap? I don't believe Hannah's fake I accept your apology confessional, but curious on your thoughts. Hashtag Team Kalen. That's a direct shot at you, AB. What do you have to say to Marta from Colorado?
I don't believe it. No.
It's a situation where if you're Kalen comes to Hannah and was like, let's squash this. What is Hannah going to say? No, I don't.
Hannah obviously has some major beef with Kalen. I don't know what it is. I'm going to read that article and find out.
Yes.
I'll report back.
312 area code. Do you think a bachelor or bachelorette will ever revoke a rose they gave out before the ceremony? AKA, why not take away Demi's rose and send her home too?
No, you can't do that. That's against the rules, Rim.
The rules are what you make them, maybe.
You got to have rules, Rim.
I agree. We live in a rule of law society, but people forget Jesse Palmer said the wrong woman's name at a rose ceremony and had to revoke her rose.
Did he revoke it? Now, someone will have to fill us in. Did he revoke it or did he just add another rose? Revoking it seemed like...
I think he revoked it.
Okay.
I don't know. Now you got me second guessing.
Seems like they'd add a rose before they were like, okay, actually, no, I didn't mean to say you give that rose back.
You got to understand what makes the best TV. Adding a participation rose is not the answer. Angie in Maryland. Here's my burning question. Who are the candidates for the 2-on-1? I thought it would be Demi versus Courtney or Demi versus Tracy. But the two Demi foils are gone. She has extinguished these Demi foils, AB. Will the producers try to resurrect the pageant drama and put Kalen and Hannah B. together?
No.
I'm kind of over them. Plus, it would be super obvious who would go home. Hannah. Curious about your take. I'm curious about my take, too, because I don't friggin' know. What do you think, KB?
There is nobody that he can choose. It's just got to be two random people at this point, which I think they've done kind of. Like, I remember there was one where it was that model girl.
That doesn't narrow it
maybe
down.
Maybe Nick Vile's season.
Okay.
Maybe not. I don't...
No, I do remember. There was Nick
there
Vile's
season.
There
was a model
season.
In...
They went on the beach, and it might have been Angela, maybe. There was no, like, build-up to the two-on-one
there was
at
no
all.
Build up.
And we barely knew one of the people on the two-on-one, and yeah. She went home. That's probably what's going
to happen.
And
I think he might have sent both of them home in that situation. I could see, that's the only explanation, is it's got to be just one of the bottom girls.
Yeah.
Like Tracy and freaking Heather or someone. I don't know.
I wouldn't mind, if you want to put a spin on it, I wouldn't mind best friends going in on the two-on-one.
Sure.
See how
that'd be fun.
See how that.
I like
try
that.
Something new. Try something new. I can't think.
I
of
I can't
two
even
best
come up with two possible names. I think it's going to be two random girls that go on a two-on-one.
Yeah, there's going to be nothing.
And they both might go home.
Batch bracket league update. People keep joining this league, folks. You can't make picks. You can't make your picks. It's over. This was a week one pick league. You pick before episode two. And that's it. That's for the season. When we do this for Bachelorette, we'll have a lot more lead time. We'll be able to get everyone in. But for now, this is where we stand. Thank you for continuing to join, though. It makes us look better on the page. Here are the top random amount of scores. Reminder, we will draw a winner from the top 30. Random winner. Two people have 126. Emma S. and Erica B. One person, Jen C., has 124. Three people have 121, Garen H., The Bachelor Memes, and Kelly K. Two people have 117, Emily G. and Jasmine J. And two people have 116, Amanda C. and Asia J. Okay, B, I'm going to go...
Where are we at?
I'm going to find out where you're at. I usually have to do like the find, I have to control F to find out where you're at. I have 106, number 29, out of about 100-some participating.
Okay. Mine last.
What's your name? You're not on the first page. Okay. Sorry. I was like, oh, where are you? Oh, not on the second page. This is good radio, folks.
Oh, no.
Keep it going. I wish you could hear the bring when you don't come up. Oh, Alexis C. is ahead of you. Next page. How much of this do you think I'll... Alex Bradford, 92.
Ugh.
That's bad. Page 4. Yikes.
Wow.
That's like barely above people who didn't put their...
Yeah, I get it, Rim.
Okay. I'm gonna do more look. I'm going to look at our brackets more in depth and figure out where we stand. Okay. Who are your top four right now? I'll go first. Last week, I had Elise, Hannah G., Kaylin, and Cassie number 4. This week...
Elise with... We didn't mention her.
No. We didn't say
not
her
once.
Name. We
didn't say her name until now. Okay. Does that push her down?
Find out we'll next see. On My Power Rankings. Stay tuned. And they're here right now. Number 4, Elise.
Wow. Still there.
Number 3. No, she dropped 3 spots. She dropped from 1 to 4.
Oh, she was 1?
Yeah. I read them. I'm reading them in reverse. Okay. Now it's 3. Hannah G. She dropped a spot despite the makeout sesh. Number 2, Kaylin moved up 1 spot. Number 1, Cassie. Number 5, Tayshia. She deserves a spot on here.
She's here.
Let's hear yours.
Number 4, Rim. Elise. Okay. I didn't want to say it. I didn't want to have the same number 4 as you, but that's where I'm in. That's what I put. I'm going to stand by it.
Okay. There's nothing but I laugh every time you go duh, 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 and you say a name and you go okay.
Like, can you handle that? Here's the unfortunate thing. I had the whole Grocer Joe thing going last season. I wish I had someone like that I could pull out every episode for a guaranteed
big
roll on the floor laugh every episode. God, I need someone like that this season.
You're gonna have to wait. You're gonna have to pull it off with The Bachelor. It's sad that you don't have anything now.
I know, it was good. Number 3, I'm going to go
Grocer
Kaylin.
Joe, Rim. It got
Grocer
me
Joe.
Got me
Grocer
time.
Joe. Number 3, Grocer Joe. No, it's number 3 is Kaylin.
Okay.
Number 2, Cassie. Number 1, Hannah G.
Okay. Hey, perfectly reasonable. Okay. It's such a like you said, it's such a clear cut handful of contenders, handful, no chances, that you can make an argument for five people to be the number one.
It's going to be really hard to pick the next Bachelorette. You got to think Caitlyn's the front runner right now.
Yeah.
If she doesn't win, they're going to have a hard choice.
Here's my concern. These women are young. Caitlyn's 23 right now, I think.
Okay.
A lot of them are 23 to 25. 25 is, you can pull it off, but to be the Bachelorette a year.
Not usually equipped to be a lead on a big time TV show.
Well, and just to be the Bachelorette a year after you graduate college, with the way the trends are in our generation in terms of marrying later than our parents, it's not reflective.
Sure.
I like there to be a tinge of reality, as
you
know.
You want the Bachelor or Bachelorette to be desperate to find love.
I wouldn't
right?
use that word, but
but basically,
I want them to be a catch, and I want them to be serious about getting married.
Yeah,
that was our. Okay. That was
That's
our.
A better
spin,
way to say it than desperate. Sure, yeah.
That was a spin zone on Ari. Our spin zone on Ari, as we try to convince ourselves that he was good, is like he's obviously going to marry someone here because he's 40. But I don't know if you can say, as much as we like Caitlyn, I don't know if you can say Caitlyn's definitely going to, you know, get married in 9 months from now or whatever, get engaged. I don't know. We'll see. I wouldn't. There are some good choices here. No great choices. They're all a little young, I think.
Wow. Okay.
All right. I'm putting AB to sleep. Thank you for listening. Let us know what you think of the show, good, bad, or otherwise. We're on Twitter at RosecastES, Instagram at RosecastPodcast, and Facebook/RosecastPodcast. Here's what I forgot to mention about the feud ending. I sent you this, AB. I've been working on like a minute long pay-per-view promo commercial with a bunch of cuts and footage from these pageants to build up this this obvious 2-on-1 that we all thought was happening. I thought this is gonna be a slam dunk video. This is gonna be a hit. And the beauty of it was on both Caitlyn and Hannah's like Meet Miss Alabama, Meet Miss North Carolina videos, they had footage. Caitlyn was like running, like training for a fight, okay? And Hannah was literally boxing. It could not have been better. And now we got this turn of events.
The beef is squashed.
It's over. That is for nothing now. No one. It will never see the light of day. Wow. And I'm bummed out about it.
I was excited for that.
So that just gives you an idea of maybe what goes on the Instagram, though. So if you don't follow, maybe give it a follow. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts or Google Podcasts. People say Google Podcasts exists and that we should promote that. I don't buy it, but we'll see. Thank you for listening. Anything else, AB?
No, thank you for listening. As always,
have a heavenly day. Superstore back in March. NBC. It's back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.